Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. If you're new here, this is a podcast geared towards women who want to feel healthy, look good, and stay organized. We tend to lean a little bit crunchy, but also aren't full-blown hippies. We talk a lot about planning, beauty, wellness, hobbies, and everything in between. We're real women doing our best to live well anyway in the midst of life's chaos, and I'm so glad you're here. Today is a classic Katie Duckett episode. I've got my very good friend back on the show, and we are talking all about the little things we are doing in our lives right now to try to stay sane, because this fall has been our busiest yet in years. We have older kids. We also have some younger kids. We've got a ton going on. We both have our own businesses. There's just so much happening and a lot of real life behind the scenes too. And there have been times where things have gotten a little crazy this fall, and we both have had to look for those little ways to get a reprieve, to take care of ourselves, to do things that are going to help support us and actually help us to make better health choices and better time choices in the midst of all of this chaos that is going on. So today, Katie and I sat down and we had a whole conversation about it, all the little things that we are doing to help support ourselves during this very busy, hectic time where it's really hard to really even find any time alone. We figured that a lot of you ladies out there probably deal with the same sort of thing, and that maybe you could benefit from some of the ideas that we throw around on this episode. I also have some new content coming out across the platform, everywhere that you can find stuff from Live Well Anyway, that I'm really excited to be sharing with you. So anywhere that you hear from me, whether it's the podcast, the newsletter, it's going to be on YouTube and Instagram, I'm doing sort of a up level in my life of things that I have been using. So I got super crunchy back when Roman was a baby, threw out all of our cleaners and all of my skincare and all that kind of thing, and just got super clean with everything. But then over the years, you know, things kind of sneak back in. And as I am getting closer to turning 40 in about a year and a half, and I'm starting to feel some of the physical effects of all the toxins that are weighing on my body, I have decided, you know what, it's time that I clean up my act again, and I start finding what products are out there today, because it's a vastly different landscape than it was 16 and a half years ago, that I really like. And so I am doing a deep dive on a ton of different products, trying things out, seeing what works for me, seeing which ones are the cleanest but actually effective and still smell good and still feel good on your skin or work well to clean your home, all of that kind of thing. I'm also deep diving on a lot of different wellness products and seeing what's going to help me to feel better and look better and just all around get back to feeling like I have energy and a vibrancy in my life. So if that is anything that you are interested in, you're going to want to make sure that you are following in all of the places so that you don't miss anything. You can, of course, find all of those links in today's show notes. You can also go to mackenziecoppa.com/podcast. That's where you can find everything related to any of the episodes that we talk about. You can also just go to mackenziecoppa.com/news to make sure you're on the newsletter. And that is where you're going to be able to be reminded every week of all of the new content that is coming out. And of course, you can find me at Mackenzie Coppa on Instagram. All right, I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be fun. I've been talking to a lot of the ladies in Patreon about these topics. They seem to be excited about it too. So come join us, get in on the content, make sure you don't miss anything. I can't wait to be embarking on this new journey and bringing you all along with me. All right, without further ado, let's get to this conversation where Katie and I talk about trying to stay sane. Welcome back, Katie.
Hello.
I'm so glad to have you here, especially because I get so many messages from people saying, I especially love the episodes with Katie.
Really?
Oh, yes. Really. The people love you. Soak it up.
Oh, gosh.
Well,
now that you made that awkward.
Oh, it's meant to boost you. Everyone loves you. I'm so glad you're here. Just think back to all those years ago when this was torture, and now we get to chat.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, talk about some growth. It's like not a big deal now.
Yeah.
That was not true before.
No. No. Mm-hmm. Now it's like fun.
Yeah, it is. It's fun.
Yeah. And today we're talking about a super fun topic, our sanity, which may be both slipping for each of us. I don't know. Yeah. But we're going to talk about how we're attempting to maintain it when alone time is rare. And I should say, okay, yes, I have time when I am alone in my house, but I'm working. Like it's not like, oh, just kick back and like watch a show or whatever. You know, it's like that pressure is always there to be working. So it doesn't really feel like alone time. So right. We're coming at it from that perspective. You can be a stay-at-home mom or a work-from-home mom and still not be getting actual alone time where you're like taking care of yourself or doing something you enjoy. So from that perspective, we both, I would say, in our own unique way, understand that. And I think that it's been pretty heavy for both of us this year. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot going on. And so we're both having to employ some tricks to stay sane.
Desperate.
Yeah. Yes. So would you like to tell people about like what your life is like right now?
Well, it just feels really full, you know, like this with, I have 4 kids at home that are homeschooling, 1 senior, 1 sophomore, 1 sixth grader, 1 second grader. So that's just a lot of juggling.
And like, 1 in school, 5 total. And they all have things going on. Like,
Yep. They all have their own separate after school stuff going on. But the schooling part, I haven't had this high of a level of like calculus, you know, chemistry, physics, geometry, biology. I haven't had those kind of subjects that I'm responsible for all at once before. And so, that's a lot. And it mentally feels like a lot to swing from calculus to long division. And like, it is taking my brain a while to
be
effective. And I keep thinking like, we're going to get in the gist of this, and then we're just going to have a good rhythm. And every day it's a little bit more start and stop than I expect.
Yeah.
Like, why is everybody shocked that we're starting school? And we do this every day. Why is everybody like, what?
Like, did you think it was just, there was a chance that maybe we'd be like, oh no, never mind. Just do whatever you want.
So we're still there.
Yeah.
And that it's like, it catches us all by surprise every day. So we are not in a rhythm where it's just like smooth. So that adds to the whole like disjointed kind of feel of it too. And
and
everybody sort of needing help at once. And I try really hard to place that out so that, you know, the subjects that require more instruction are balanced with the subjects that are more independent for different kids. And that's not really working. Have questions at once. It's interesting. But one thing that I'm doing for myself during that time is Rasa that you've been.
This is one of the things I had on my list. Yes. Let's chat about it.
Let's talk about it. It really is like a game changer for me. I love, maybe it's just even the placebo effect of like, I'm doing this for myself so that I'm sharper.
Yeah.
And it's just for me and it's special. And maybe that's a whole component here. I wouldn't rule it out, but it really has, it makes me feel more alert. It makes me feel crisper. And I so appreciate that it doesn't have anything in it that I'm turning to that like, is, you know, it's not more caffeine. It's not overstimulating or anything. It's just a really nice balance.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think I went from a place where I was just having it be a part of my coffee every morning. I was using the cacao and it has a ton of adaptogens, but it's still like on the lower end compared to a lot of them that they produce. And then I ran out of that one. And so I kind of had to turn to some of them that I just had on hand and some of the samples that I still had left. And so I had the Bold for a little while, and then you gave me some samples of the Bold and I really started being like, oh, I do feel less tired. Like I actually feel like I have the energy to get through the day. And then
I was like, well, if this works, then I'm going to add more adaptogens to my afternoon. And I started drinking the chai in the afternoon. And then I've started drinking the Calm more often at night. And it's like becoming this like ritual that I can go back to, especially because I think like doing it with the French press and like everything, like it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's not just like popping a little cup in a Keurig or whatever. Like yeah. I have to kind of be thoughtful about the way that I do it. And then I'm always thinking like, is there anything else I want to add into this? Or, you know, like it's just this like 10 minutes or whatever to brew it, which I don't have to sit there the whole time, obviously, but it's just like, it's kind of like, I think afternoon tea, like they have in England, or, you know, like it's this deliberate pause. It doesn't take up forever, but it's been a game changer for me to have that, to kind of like, oh, I have this like thing to look forward to throughout the day. And it's even been fun, like to talk between the two of us, like, which one are you having?
Yeah. 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 It's a social thing too.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. And there are so many different versions and you can get so many different things out of it. And
yeah,
yeah, I'm right there with you. It's kind of like this thing to like do all throughout my day. Are you doing it all throughout your day at this point?
I am yeah. doing it all throughout the day. And like, I've always had this philosophy of like, when the subject is hard, like, you know, add some treat for the
yeah.
hard work. You know, that's always been, I mean, I didn't invent that, but I've always subscribed to that as we've done school. Add brownies, just add brownies to whatever math yeah. or whatever you need. If you have a test, like I'm making you brownies and we're going to celebrate that you're done. And so it's like doing that for myself in a yeah. helpful way, instead of like sneaking a donut or, you know,
yeah,
telling myself I need a piece of chocolate in the bathroom with the door closed and yeah. locked. Like it's actually something really beneficial for my body. And like you're saying, it has that ritual attached to it. And it's like, I'm choosing to do this for myself. Everybody else knows I'm not sharing it. Well, they're not asking, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Sharing it. And it's just for me, and it helps, and it truly helps my brain. But that's been nice too, to just make that effort for myself when times are hard, like making that effort, choosing to do something for yourself to help.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I love that fact too, that it's like, it's just mine. I'm not sharing. This is something that is for me. 'Cause even sometimes like my other healthy things, which I want my kids to be healthy, but they'll take those things and whatever. And it's like, no, this is just mine. Mm-hmm. And I make it this particular way that I want it. And it has helped me to, like, when I'll get in that point where I'm like, oh, I'm having a tough day, I deserve some Starbucks or whatever. But I actually like take pause and think, okay, yeah, I could run and get Starbucks right now or whatever, but will I feel better afterward? And will it like do all the things for me that I want it to do? Or is it really just going to deplete me more? So I have been very impressed with myself that I'm actually like making those better decisions, because I have something that I would say, when it comes right down to it, I like it just as well, if not better than Starbucks. And for me to be like, no, 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 I'm not going to go spend that $6 or whatever on a drink. I have a drink at home that is actually, I'm actually going to feel better after I drink it and enjoy it. And yeah. that makes me feel very grown up.
Yeah. I would say I like it better too. I like it better. I like the kind of the herbal,
mm-hmm.
but it's more similar to coffee to me than tea, but yeah. it has that herbal component. So it's very fragrant. I really do like it.
Yeah. Like even the process, like of the brewing, when I am putting my little tablespoon into my French press and like you smell it and they all smell a little bit different and you get all of those yeah. different notes and it's like almost pretty going in there. I don't know. It's like a whole experience. And yep. I appreciate it more. I think I'm thinking more about those little health choices and like what I'm putting into my body more and how I actually want to feel. And mm-hmm. I think that in and of itself is something that's helping me keep my sanity, because mm-hmm. those times when I really dig in and I'm like, I'm just gonna eat all the brownies and eat all the cookies and go get that loaf of French bread and have a donut. And like, when I'm just like, whatever, life is hard, I deserve this, I don't cope as well. But like actually seeing how my mindset changes when I am like taking charge of some of these things and like deliberately making better decisions and deciding to not get sucked down by things, it just that like mental choice and the choices that I'm making that support that are like proof that I am not letting myself go under and I'm actually trying to take care of myself, just that helps me to feel so much better in the midst of all the chaos.
Yep.
Okay, ladies, we are coming into the thick of the holiday season. And one of the biggest things I can do for myself, I do it all year long, but especially in this hectic, busy holiday season, is get our meals planned. There's nothing worse than having so many things to do, so many things to prep for with the holidays, and not having a good idea of what we are going to eat every single night. And that is why I love Plan to Eat, because I am able to plan the meals that my family actually knows and loves. I can easily add in new recipes when I find them by just copying the link right into Plan to Eat, and it auto-populates everything. I can customize the number of people I'm making it for super simply, so I can make extra if I want to have leftovers, or depending on how many people we are feeding, because we got a lot of people over here. So that's a huge feature that I can just go in and change that. And it also reflects in my shopping list, so I'm buying the appropriate amount of food. It's so simple. I love having my queue of different recipes that we want to try. I can even add things to my freezer section and see what I have stored in my freezer. There are so many amazing parts of Plan to Eat. They've truly thought of everything. Even if all you want to do with Plan to Eat is drag and drop your meals onto the meal planner. Just that little step alone can make such a huge difference in your life. But then when you can take that extra step of, oh, hey, I can make menus that I can just repeat over and over all year long, you end up saving yourself so much time, so much energy in the long run by using Plan to Eat. And maybe one of the biggest things that I love, aside from just knowing what we're having every day so I don't have to stress about it every evening, is actually having my shopping list with me when I head to the grocery store. I always forget my post-it note if I write it down on there, but when I have everything planned out in Plan to Eat, I'm not going to forget anything because it's all right there, down to, hey, do you have salt for this recipe? It's going to remind me of everything. I can easily check it off. It even auto-populates all of the ingredients that I buy to the grocery store that I normally buy them from. It is just so smart and so well done. Plan to Eat is a subscription service, so you can either spend $39 a year or $4.95 a month. And if you sign up through my link, you can get 30 days free to really get in there, get your feet wet, try it out, see how it works for you and your family. And then when you've completely fallen in love with it and don't know what you would do without Plan to Eat, you can get 30% off by using that same coupon. So go to plantoeat.com/livewell. You can get that 30-day free trial and 30% off a year-long subscription. Give it a try. See what you think. Let me know if you have any questions. And hey, you should become my friend on there and we can share recipes and menus and all that kind of thing. Again, that's plantoeat.com/livewell.
I agree. And that's a good segue to my second one.
Okay.
Because we're talking about like almost adding steps to create a ritual. Like we're not speeding through this. This isn't super easy and quick and anybody can do it. Like you actually have to take time to do this correctly. And so my second thing that I was thinking about that I'm doing for myself to help cope with crazy times is I've added steps to my washing my face ritual at night. Instead of just like while I'm brushing my teeth, I'm going to do this. It's actually like I have two extra steps. I'm using a toner, which I haven't done before. I'm using a serum, which I haven't done before. So it's not just washing my face twice, like you say, the double cleanse. It's not just that and then moisturizing. It's like three extra things that kind of have to dry a little bit in between before I do the next layer.
Yeah.
So I'm adding steps, which seems counterintuitive, but it's really become a special time. I wouldn't miss it. And I haven't, even if we get back late and I'm tired and I might just, okay, let's be honest. I might skip brushing my teeth. I might just go to bed. I won't skip this. I'm like, nope, this is like my time. And so I take my time and I really like massage my cheeks and my chin. I get that stuff in there and I pray, and like, it's special. It's become something that I really look forward to. I love going to bed where my face feels clean and hydrated. Yeah. And like, I've done my part to care for myself. I like waking up and it feels clean and hydrated and supple. Like, it doesn't feel dry and I've got yesterday's makeup on. And
yeah.
I used to live that way and I didn't really recognize the difference, but there's something when I wake up, it's like doing the dishes before you go to bed. Like, you have a better start, like you've prepared for yourself. And I just am really loving that feeling. So for me, it took adding steps. That may not be everyone's path, but that has really helped. I lengthened it. I've added products and I just make sure that it's just something that, you know, nobody else can do for me. I have to do for myself. And it's a time when I'm not doing something for anybody else and just doing it for myself. And it's really, I don't know, it's just been a really important part of my night.
Yeah. No, I love that. I feel like I've been doing a lot of things, revamping my skincare too. And don't worry, anybody who hears us saying this and is like, but wait, what are you guys using? We're going to have an upcoming episode where we're going to dive into all of the skincare stuff and go there and talk about our processes and our steps and the products we're using, because I think we've both had a little bit of a revamp in that area.
Yep.
And yep. That's almost also been one of the things for me that has sort of been self-care, is doing the research to be like, okay, I, you know, when Roman was a baby, I went through the house and I got rid of like everything toxic, you know, everything from skincare to cleaners to everything to started cloth diapering to like, you know, like went there. And then as my kids got older and it's like, there was real life and there's also, I think, a lot more options on the market. And so you start to kind of pick things back up, but you also are like, well, maybe, you know, you don't care about it quite as much anymore. I'm not like a breastfeeding mom. And, you know, like, so some of that just kind of started slipping over the years, not to the point where it's like, I'm using all these terribly toxic things, but they're like borderline, you know, they're like the ones that say like, yeah, this is clean, but maybe it's not really that clean. Like if you're going to go on the, that website, why Skin Deep, and you check like the number, like, oh, maybe it's not that great, you know, but it says it's great, but it's not. And so I've just had a little bit more of that check lately of like, okay, before I did it sort of for my kids, I want to make sure that their lives were like all clean and there weren't any toxins or anything. But now I'm doing it for me because I want to feel better. And I want to like get to the root of whatever's like going on with my body as it's aging and whatever. And like to actually be thinking about that aging process and like wanting to do it well, and just like taking that time to think through some of those things and research better products and like really try to, I don't know, take more responsibility for those decisions instead of just going and grabbing whatever's at Target or whatever. It's kind of satisfying to be like, oh, I really like this product and I can really get behind it. And these are the reasons why. And I chose it in a very deliberate way. I really like that.
Yeah. I like that. I like that because it's so personal to you and it means something. It's how you're loving yourself, right? It's how you're taking some time to do this for you.
Yeah.
And I think everybody has those places.
Yeah.
You know, that would really minister to their heart. And we just have to choose to be a friend to ourselves when times are hard and not neglect those things or expect anybody else to do them. But just there are things like that in everybody's home and life, that if it's doing the dishes before bed or having a clean car or a purse that's organized, or those kind of things can really make a difference. Just those small little acts of loving ourselves.
Yeah, I totally agree. And what you kind of hit on there too, like not expecting anyone else to do it for us. And I think that when you can just kind of take ownership over that, it is freeing. It releases other people from expectations. I think it helps your relationships and it just helps you to unapologetically take care of yourself. And even that in and of itself, I think is a great lesson to be showing our kids. Like, this is valuable for me to do for myself. You should do the same thing for yourself. You should take care of yourself in good ways, you know, especially as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Do you have other things on your list?
Well, I've started reading better books. Reading is just always something that I'm kind of doing, but often I want it to be like super lightweight when I'm going to bed. I don't want my brain to activate. I really just want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
But I've been choosing better books for probably a month and a half now. And so I want to read. I'm thinking about reading. I'm ready to read. I'm excited to go to bed earlier to read. And once I go to bed to read, I'm checked out. Like the night is over. You know, this is a portal to sleep. Nobody can feed me from this point on. This is my time. So it's been really kind of interesting to see the earlier that I go to bed to read, the earlier I have like my own time.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to get there because I just can't wait to see what's happening in this book, because if it's better written, character development, plot, all of it, like you become a little more invested. It's been a while since I really read books that were challenging and were thought provoking and not just kind of just lightweight and fun and
fluffy,
you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which there's time and place for that. Absolutely. For sure. It's been really a fun thing for me to have books that I'm thinking about during the day and that are challenging sort of a lens that I thought I had, and I'm thinking through it more from the other perspective. And I feel like I'm more interesting when I do talk about what I'm reading and it's thought provoking. Like and just more interesting. I have more to say. I have more that I've thought about rather than sort of catatonic of like, oh my gosh, life is really hard. I'm really tired. Yeah. That gets old. So it's kind of nice to have just other places to put my brain that is a retreat. It truly is a retreat, but it's not a retreat with no, you know, without anything, without any thinking or
substance work.
Substance. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And so what have been some of your favorite books you've read lately?
Well, I've been reading a lot of Jodi Picoult, and I love that her books, they always do seem to have a twist. So in that way, there is sort of a pattern, but it's always so well researched. I feel like I learn a lot. Like whatever her main character does, whatever's going on in the story, you really go pretty deep into it. The one I just finished was about an apiary, and I had no idea how much what that job was actually like, but also like bees in general, how fascinating their hive culture is. And it's just, and so she kept tying that into the story.
Interesting.
And it was really deep, you know, she really she'd go there, and it just, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it very much. So all her books are distinct enough that you're not, you can read her as many times as you want and not feel like you absolutely know what's going to happen or know where this is going or, but there's some character overlap, which is just sort of fun.
Yeah. I do love that. When authors have that. Yeah.
Like, oh, I know you.
Yeah. Like little Easter eggs. And you're like, oh yeah. Yeah. It's just fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been reading several of her books, and I just started reading Celeste Ng.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, but we'll go with that. I know what you're talking about. I should be better at this because I'm the voice actor in between the two of us, but go with that.
Okay. I mean, how do you say NG? I don't know, but
I don't know either.
Her books, I just burn through. They're just so addicting. And this one just came out last week. And so that's been really fun, like to read a book as it's making its way into the world.
Yeah.
And I get a kick out of that. So this one's called Our Missing Hearts, and it's really good.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I've been stuck on the same book for like a month, and not because it's not good, but just because I've only had like little snippets of time here and there, because it's, I mean, every day, because I have to keep my streak going, but sometimes it's only a page or two. And I maybe cheated one day where I just like slowly tapped through the pages on my Kindle, so my Kindle would think that I had read when really I hadn't had time to read. And then I went back the next day and started from where I'd started tapping.
You are only hurting yourself.
I couldn't break the streak, but I just didn't have time. But
oh, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, whatever. My little secret that I just shared with everyone. But yeah, I think that I definitely notice a difference between when I'm reading like a really great, like well-written book or just something fluffy. It just, it does, when it's that like thought-provoking. And yeah, even when people who aren't, you feel more interesting talking to people who aren't even reading the book and you have more to say. So
yep.
I would agree.
Yeah,
I would agree. All right, ladies, I want to talk to you about one of my favorite sponsors of the podcast. They've been sponsoring for a while now, and the more I use them, the more I legitimately absolutely love them, and that's AG1. I take Athletic Greens every single day because I notice a difference in the way that I feel when I am taking them consistently. I had been looking for a green supplement before I actually started taking AG1 that was going to be power-packed with the kinds of things that I wanted in it. And as I did my research, AG1 outshone all of the other competition, hands down. It had so much. In fact, it's packed with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, prebiotics, and adaptogens that truly give me that boost that help me feel better all the way around. I love that when I'm taking Athletic Greens, I know that it's not just doing one thing, but it's actually supporting my gut health, my nervous system, my immune system, and it helps with my energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's got all of the things, and it makes such a difference in my life. I've been adding it to my mid-morning smoothie every day, which I feel like just takes a normal smoothie to a whole nother level. I've also been adding it into my kids' smoothies, and I love being able to send them off to school knowing that they have so many nutrients that they have just taken into their little bodies to help protect their immune systems as they go out into the world and help their minds to work better. It's just such a great supplement. I have been so impressed and I absolutely love it. My parents are taking it now. I have friends who are taking it now because I can't stop talking about how awesome I think Athletic Greens is. It's also the number one thing that I recommend to friends and family when they ask me for suggestions on what they should do to start feeling better. They want to know what I've been doing, and I tell them this is the number one easiest thing you can do. It costs less than $3 a day, which you would easily spend on other supplements combined. It's got so much packed into it with none of the nasty stuff. It's got less than a gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, and it also tastes good. It's just this one little micro habit that you can have in your day that can make a huge difference. And I'm not the only person who thinks so. There's over 7,000 five-star reviews for Athletic Greens. Plus, for every purchase, they also donate to organizations that help get nutritious food to kids in need. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with the convenient daily nutrition of Athletic Greens. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/livewell. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/livewell to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. One thing that I have been doing is, and I might have even mentioned this on a recent podcast. If I did, I'm so sorry. But I have the Asana Rebel app, and it's like for workouts, but then there's also like nutritional information and whatever. But the thing that I love most about this app are the meditations. Did I talk about this on the last podcast?
Well, I know you've told me. I can't remember if this was, I don't know.
All right. Well, I've been using that, yes, for sleep, but I want to talk about these other ones that, okay, so rewind. A couple of years ago, I did yoga therapy that was specifically targeted at trauma. So like all my PTSD stuff, there are different like yoga poses and different things to help like get to the core of all those emotions that are kind of like locked in your body and everything. And it was really powerful and really good. And at the end of it, she created this yoga nidra for me, which was basically like a meditation that she would walk me through, and she recorded it. And it was based on like the place that I find most relaxing and like different things in my life. She really like tailored it to me. And you basically just lay there and you listen to it. And it's supposed to be like basically a nap on steroids. Like you kind of just descend into it and you come back out of it after about 20 minutes. I know this sounds like crazy. Don't worry. You're not being like hypnotized or like something crazy, but you just like, it's, you go into this super restful, relaxed state and you wake back up and it's like you had a 2-hour nap, but really it was only about 20 minutes. And your body just kind of like naturally comes back up out of it. So I started listening to some of these meditations during the day when really it was like, I just am going to take a nap. So I'm going to listen to this guy because he puts me to sleep. And so I started listening to some of the, like, not necessarily ones geared towards sleep, but just like ones that were like, just take a pause in your day, just be, you know, and focus on your breathing or whatever. And I started noticing that I would, quote unquote, fall asleep, but then automatically wake up after 15 or 20 minutes and feel like totally ready to go again. So I think it's sort of that yoga nidra thing where it's just like helping me to get into this super relaxed state. And then after about 15 or 20 minutes, my body naturally like wakes back up and I'm good to go. Instead of feeling like, oh my gosh, I could just like nap the rest of the afternoon, I actually feel like more energized after doing it. And it's made a huge difference. So, you know,
this is like a superpower.
I know. And my mom just sent me this thing on Instagram where it was like people who have some sort of relaxation practice, it actually like helps their longevity and can actually make changes to your genetic makeup. And if you're like removing that stress from your life and your body and stuff. And I was kind of like, well, I'm doing that. Like I never intended to start meditating, but I think I am. And it's making a huge difference. Like I feel like if I'm getting to that point in the day where I'm kind of just like, oh, I'm really dragging, I know that if I do that 20 minutes later, I'll be ready to go. And I can usually afford 20 minutes. Like, do I have 2 hours every day to take a nap and whatever? No. And I usually end up feeling groggy and whatever when I wake up. This is like a totally different thing. Pair that with some rasa and I'm like good to go.
Wow.
Yeah. So I love it. I think they're really well done. I love the guy's voice. I even at the end, it's so like personal. Now, granted, most of the time I don't get to the end of these. Most of them I can listen to over and over and over again because I haven't heard the whole thing. Like I could not tell you what he's talking about. But if I ever do make it to the end, he says stuff like, all right, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good day. And it's like, oh, you'll talk to me again soon. Like, thank you. That's so sweet. I love that.
He's your friend.
He is. So hot boyfriends got some competition.
So if people are like, well, how do I do this? What do you do? What do you do to access?
I would say get the Asana Rebel app on your phone and then just go to the meditations portion, and they have all kinds of different ones. And most of them are between like 7 and 11 minutes. And you look at it and you're like, 7 minutes, like what? But it works. And so I would say just like put him on. The guy's name is Corey Mascara. He does all of them. He was a silent monk in Burma for like a year. And yeah, it's magical. You should try it.
That's crazy.
And then if you want to work out, they've got a bunch of workouts and stuff, and they will even count it as working out if you do one of their 4-minute relaxation stretching workouts.
Wow.
So, you know. I think it's worth its weight. I just renewed my membership. It was like $30 for the year.
Asana Rebel.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so, that is a good one.
Yeah, I find it very beneficial. It's been a game changer. Yeah.
I'm distracted now with like,
what is this? I think I need to go meditate. Yeah.
Oh,
and they add in like new ones all the time. And they even have, I've done this a couple of times. They have like focus music. And so if I'm really needing to just get in like a flow state of getting work done, I will put that on and it's almost sort of like white noisy, but it just like helps me to drown stuff out and just get down to business with what I'm doing. And so they've got like all kinds of different stuff on there. I think it's a really well done app.
Okay. All right. I just downloaded it.
Good. I can't wait to hear back.
I know. Okay.
You've been doing a fun thing. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but do you want to talk about your nails?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because I think that's giving you like a little break when you've not been alone at all.
Yeah.
It's been a way to kind of like get away and take care of yourself.
Well, and I love having my nails done. But when I sit down to do them, I mean, it just takes a bit. It takes a bit of like grabbing the stuff out when you go to get them done. I am home in there and back in 30 to 35 minutes and they are done for two weeks.
Yeah.
And that's nice. I like that. And I like it too when I have to, I haven't been doing as much lately, but when I need to take pictures of cookies and like you don't want to be holding things back
because
do I need to wear a glove in this machine?
Yeah.
People don't want to see these. So it's nice to just, they always look good. And it's like a mental trick to make myself feel more put together, to feel like I'm more organized when my nails are done. It works for me. So I've just capitalized on that and I'm investing in it. And it's been a really fun thing.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that a lot lately because I've sort of fallen off the bandwagon with a lot of my stuff that I know makes me feel, like you said, like just more pulled together and more ready for the day and actually like simplifies my life. And as I've been recording stuff for like YouTube, I'm going, oh dang, my nails. But yeah, I'm looking into affordable options to just make my nails look better. I saw that Olive & June has Fast Dry nail polish now. And I think they have a white, and I have not been able to find a good white Fast Dry polish. So I might try that. And I don't know. I'm just kind of like messing with some ideas. I know that Flutter Habit has some new lighter weight lashes than what their original ones are. So I'm very curious about those because I know that when like I have my lashes on, it's so much faster getting ready in the morning. And when you have those things like just automatically in place, you just automatically feel taken care of when you get up in the morning. It really does. It's like these little mental tricks that make a huge difference.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah. Okay, ladies, if you've been following me on Instagram, then you know I've been trying to update my wardrobe a little bit, get on board with some of these new trends that can be a little bit hard to come on board with because they really remind me of middle school and high school. And so I'm trying to bring them into my late 30s and not look like a fool. But one of the ways that is really helping me to do that and to feel really comfortable in the clothes that I'm wearing is taking into account my results from my Color Guru consultation as I'm doing my shopping. I got to do this late last winter and it was a game changer. It was so much fun to see exactly what colors work well with my skin tone. It has helped inform my decisions about the makeup that I wear and the different color palettes that I'm putting on. They even helped me to figure out what metals work best on me. It has been so much fun to be able to utilize those results. I have little cards that I can take with me when I'm going shopping, or I can compare to the things that I am buying online that have all of the different colors that some of them I wouldn't have even really expected would have worked well with my skin tone, and they totally do. And I just love knowing that when I buy things in that color palette, I can feel really confident that they're going to look good on me. It's not going to make me look washed out. It's going to make me appear vibrant, especially as we're heading into fall. And I think sometimes we can all get sucked into this collective color palette that we think is going to look good on all of us. But newsflash, we don't all look fabulous in mustard yellow. It's just not a color for everyone, including myself. And so I love knowing that I can pick from these colors that are going to work well for me. I can customize my fall wardrobe and feel really confident and good with everything that I'm buying. And I want you guys to have that same experience as well. It is so much fun. You send in some pictures, they give you a whole workup and a whole thing about how you can customize your look. They even have a hair guru, Allie, who I had on the podcast also last spring, who will tell you the best color and cut that is going to work for you and your face shape and all of the things. They're really going to help you to feel more confident in your own skin. So head over to yourcolorguru.com and you can use the code LIVEWELL at checkout for 10% off. This is such a valuable service and it is so much fun. If you want to feel more confident about the wardrobe choices that you are making this fall, then this is an experience you definitely want to have. So go over to yourcolorguru.com and use that code LIVEWELL at checkout for 10% off. Tell them I sent you, you're gonna have a blast, and let me know how it goes. So yeah. I'm trying to figure out some of those for me too.
Well, I hope you do. I hope you do find it or find somebody affordable to do them. Like, it's just, it's a nice little escape.
Yeah.
Where you know, you can't even hold your foot. Like, you've nothing. Yeah. You've just sort of blown out, you know? Yeah. And then she always massages my hand when she's done. And I literally like go into like a trance like state where I could drool. Like,
yeah.
I have to be conscious of my face.
Yeah.
That gets me every time. I just, oh my gosh, somebody's gonna massage my hands. Oh,
yeah, that honor. Does sound amazing. Oh, it's my really goodness nice.
It's yeah. just really nice. Yeah, all said, it's great.
Yeah, I think whenever you can have those little like checkouts, and like you said, just like you can't even be on your phone, it's yeah, it's really good.
Your hands are busy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And sometimes I just put like earbuds in and I just listen to like gentle, soft something. And it's a very nice half hour.
And so that's not weird. Like, she's not going like, oh, how rude. Cause I always feel like I have to talk with people like that.
No, not this girl. She asked me some questions and then she kind of
just does her thing.
She's not like a small talker. Yeah. No, she just does her thing. And it's not like rude. It's just, yeah. It just works. So
that does sound nice.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's really great. Yeah. And actually music is another thing I was thinking of when I definitely go to my four, you will not be surprised, mm-hmm. but the twinkle lights, it's time. It's
oh,
time.
Oh yeah.
It's time to make your home feel cozy and charming.
Yeah.
Especially for us, we have a cold front coming in tomorrow, yep. like this beautiful lawn, sweaters, twinkle lights. It's time. It's just yep. time.
Hygge descends tomorrow.
Tomorrow for us. Yep.
Yep.
And when things are hard, I have this thing I do. I don't know if I've ever talked about this publicly, but I have this thing I do where I make a new soundtrack on like a playlist on Spotify or Amazon Music. But I do that for a couple reasons. I tend to overplay it in that season. And then I always go back into that place when I hear those songs again, mm-hmm. but it's like a way of defining the period. Like, yes, this is hard. And I'm going to listen to this in the future and be like, gosh, we got through that.
Yeah.
Songs are done. New soundtrack. Yeah. So that's something that I have done in the last couple of months that it's just very healing to me to put those songs on and know that they mean fall 2022 mm-hmm. and they'll always mean that to me. It'll take me right back to that place, and good or bad, it's a way of like categorizing it and kind of like putting it aside. Like, this isn't going to last forever. This is a season. And doing the soundtrack kind of means that in my heart, that this is for now, not forever.
Yeah. And that's one of those things I think our kids also like, they notice there are certain albums we'll put on and Roman will be like, oh, that reminds me of 2 summers ago, or, you know, it definitely does kind of cement that season in your brain for sure.
Yep. And I just take ownership of it and know I'm doing it. I'm making a soundtrack for this because this time is hard and it's busy and I want to remember it. And this soundtrack that I made for this season, I had to really stop myself. I was going to call it Our Last Fall because I'm not going there. I'm not going to call it that. But even thinking about that made me cry. And then I'm like, but it is, but I'm not going to call it that. We need to hold on tight. So I think this 2022 fall is called Hold It All Tight or something like that. But, you know, but just a way to let those feelings have a place and like bookend.
Yeah.
I know the season is gonna not last forever. So the busyness and the chaos of having 4 at home and one of them being a senior, a year from now, that is not going to be my reality. And I'm going to miss it with a longing. I'm going to turn this soundtrack on and be like, I miss that.
Yeah.
So that perspective just helps me get through things that are tough. They won't last forever. And if you can do some things to tell yourself that and show yourself that, it mentally helps me.
Yeah. I think that all of those little mental tricks of the music, of feeling pulled together in whatever little way you can do it, of like having the sense and like having the hygge. I know that's been a thing for me, is allowing myself to change clothes like after we've done our running around for the day. And it might still be early in the evening, but to put on, to just put on my comfy stuff and be like, yeah, okay, I'm not going to look cute anymore. I don't care. I want to be comfy. I want to like transition into the evening hours. It's just been like this nice little gift to myself of like, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay to wind down now, even though you're still like dealing with people and doing dinner and, you know, cleaning things up, but you're comfortable. And that is just, it's nice. It's just like those little things. And so, yeah. I think that wherever we can find those little mental tricks of things we can do for ourselves, it's that stuff, I would say, more than the big stuff that helps save your sanity.
Yeah, I agree. And it takes what it takes. You know, it takes a little bit of effort and intention to love yourself well through this, to tell yourself it's not forever, and to find those ways to give a boost where you can. And
yeah,
because nobody else, if it's a hard time, nobody else in your life is going to be able to go outside themselves and meet you there. Like, you've got to, look out for yourself and find those places.
I agree. All right. I think that this was a good little summation of how we're keeping our sanity, some little ways that we're doing it. Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope that you enjoy all the hygge that is descending on us. I know that I am like finally ready to be like, oh, I won't look like such a weirdo in all of my sweaters that I've already been wearing for a month and a half.
Now it makes sense.
Yes,
it is cold.
It is. And it's hockey season, so I get to really bundle up.
Oh my gosh.
That was something that
it's
made me.
It's hockey season for you.
It is for us. Did you ever think? Yeah. We would share hockey season.
I have a partner in this because it is such a different world.
Yeah.
And like, it's hard to explain like the culture of it, but I'm glad you're in it with me. It's super fun.
I know, me too. I totally agree. And it's funny because like I go with all these young girls who are, you know, like Sophia and Emerson and whatever. And half the time they've just got on like a sweatshirt. And I'm like a sweatshirt and fleece leggings and a hat and gloves and a winter coat. And I don't know, maybe though, I do think there might be something of them going like, there's a lot of cute hockey players here. And I'm like, I care about being warm. That's all I care about. Yeah. We are not in the same life stage because I could not care less what I look like right now. I just want to be warm. In fact, this lady walked by us the other day and I noticed that the vest she had on had this like glowing emblem. And I got this, like, I must have had a really excited look on my face. And I looked at Nick and I was like, that was heated. He just started laughing. And I know, honey. I know it was. We're probably going to have to invest in those for you, huh? Yes, we
are. Because it's cold. It is cold. Yeah. And I find the older that I get, if my feet, especially if my feet get cold, I'm done. I'm done for the day. I'm cold now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to warm back up.
Yeah.
This is it.
Welcome to living well with the elderly. That's what we're going to have to change the podcast to.
Yeah.
We really like our warm drinks and our
those little the heat warmers, you know, the things you break open and you stick in your glove or those are vital.
Yeah.
Vital. You have to bring in warmth.
Yes. Absolutely. Like I'm fully bringing like the blankets and the, like, I have no shame as far as staying warm is concerned.
So with you, and it's necessary and it's right.
Yeah. Especially when it's like a, like so consistent thing, like you're just stepping into the freezing cold. So
yeah. Yeah.
Yes. All right. For real this time. Thank you for coming on, Katie.
You're welcome.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, that's it for this week's episode of Live Well Anyway. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you had some takeaways that you thought were interesting or fun. If you want links to any of the products that we talked about, then be sure to go to mackenziekappa.com/podcast. That's where you can find all of the different things that we mentioned in today's episode. Also, all of that stuff that I talked about at the beginning of the show, this new journey that I'm on to get back to living a little bit more clean, removing a lot of the toxins from my life and all of that kind of thing, the first place that you can find out all of that information, the place that it comes out first, that I talk about it first, that we get into really great conversations, is over on Patreon. If you want to really get in there and start hearing about more of these things and be involved in the actual conversation, then I would love to have you come over to patreon.com/livewelltogether. I do live videos over there 4 days a week. And that is where you can actually comment back live. We can have a back and forth conversation about a lot of these topics. And I can hopefully help answer some questions or help you to find where to find the answers and all of that kind of thing. So again, that's patreon.com/livewelltogether. We've got all kinds of levels that you can be a part of, but really for just $5 a month, you can get in on those live videos that I do 4 days a week. I would love to have you be a part of it. We talk about planning, we talk about healthcare, we talk about skin, we talk about fashion, we talk about all of the things. It's kind of like the no holds barred inside track to be hearing what's really happening in my life and the nitty gritty and all of the stuff that I am finding and researching and going through and trying out. And I would love to have you get in there on that conversation because it's so much more fun when you guys are involved. I love getting to actually talk with you. So come over to patreon.com/livewelltogether. I can't wait to get to know you and have you be a part of that community. All right, ladies, until next week, I hope things are going wonderful in your life and go be bold and gracious.